NFL power rankings. Several editions of them are out. We are looking at Josh Kendall, friend of the show, writes for The Athletic and covers the Atlanta Falcons. Here are his power rankings. He's got the Lions at one, the Chiefs at two, the Packers at three, the Bills at four, Texans at five, Ravens at six, and I'm going to scroll forward to see where I can find Atlanta on his list. But
13.
Do you agree with the 13? I was almost there. Is that Seattle?
They're right behind Seattle and right above Tampa Bay, which
do
is
you
interesting.
Agree?
Well, it's interesting that Denver is only at 15. I think Denver probably should be above Tampa Bay right now. Do I agree? I mean, I have no problem with them being behind Seattle because Seattle came in here and beat us like a drum. I have no problem with us being behind Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh beat us. The Eagles, I'm going to be honest with you. I think Philadelphia is overrated, and the only reason why is I don't know what they are. I just don't know what Philadelphia is because 1 week they come out, they look like a world beater last week. They beat Cincinnati handedly, but then you have other weeks where they struggle and that you just don't know who. I just don't know who they are.
I think I know who the Eagles are. The Eagles are an incredible running team when Jalen Hurts is able to run the ball. Saquon obviously is his own animal. That offensive line, that Lord knows I've salivated over them enough on this radio station with some of the guys they bring to the table. When Jalen Hurts is the added element, that team is very, very good.
Is that the Falcons' best win? Not the best win from start to finish, but when you look on, if you looked at the schedule on paper and you looked at the five wins, you would say that's the best one. That's the best team they beat. Because I had this conversation. When you go back and you look at all the Falcons' wins, they've only played one team at the time that was under 500. Now, New Orleans is now 2-6. But remember, week four, New Orleans is 2-1. They were at one point looking like one of the best teams in football at the time. They were hot. I know they just lost a game, but they weren't. That was a brutally tough game against, remember, Philadelphia, where it was a physically demanding game, and New Orleans barely lost that game.
Yeah.
And so that's why when I talk to people, I'm like, man, the five wins, like, this team has beaten some good teams and some teams that were good at the time.
Yeah. And look, man, I agree with you. I think I'm more than okay with the Falcons sitting at 13 right now because, like every team on this list, let's see, let me go all the way up.
I'm at the Cowboys.
The Ravens are at six, right? I mean, the Ravens are like one of the Super Bowl favorites, in my opinion. When they are playing well, they are unstoppable. Green Bay sitting at three, I don't love that, to be completely honest. Jordan Love, Malik Willis has done a lot of good things for that team. Seems like they're almost better when Malik Willis is in and their kind of backs are against the wall. So them at three is a little bit interesting. But you go all the way up, I mean, the Houston Texans at five and the Baltimore Ravens at six. Most of these teams still have question marks, as do the Atlanta Falcons. But I think it just frustrates me when I look at it because it reminds me that I think the Pittsburgh game was there for the taking if we were running the same offense that we are running now. Like, this offense has changed so much. What we are asking of this offensive line has changed so much. What Kirk Cousins is doing and how comfortable he is has changed so much since week one that it leaves me wondering if that was just straight up a missed opportunity or we seriously didn't know what we were doing in week one. I was so frustrated after that loss to Pittsburgh, especially the way they played offensively, that you look at it and go, dude, had we not just scored one touchdown, one extra touchdown, you could have gotten over the hump for that one.
What's the difference in the Texans and the Falcons? Hold on before you answer. Because I know you got something for me, but the Texans have won one game by more than 6 points. They every game has been close other than the Patriots game. It's a bad team. They've got two losses, and one of which was a blowout in Minnesota. Now I know that they're 6-2 and you're 5-3. I think you've played a tougher schedule, but every game they've won 2 points, 6 points, 4 points, 3 points. 3 points, lost a close game to Green Bay, and got blown out by Minnesota. And I told you that they'd beat the Patriots by 20. But why is it a bad thing when the Falcons only win by 2 to 3 points every week, yet Houston doesn't get judged the same way? Is it because Houston was a playoff team last year?
Well, I think Houston at this point looks like they're more well-rounded. Their offense is not as explosive as it was a year ago, for whatever reason. And I know they've had injury here and there, but C.J. Stroud, Bobby Slowick, that whole crew that we crowned a year ago, they haven't quite been as good, but they feel more well-rounded. Will Anderson has come on. A couple of their players in the linebacking core, obviously they can rush the passer better than the Falcons, as can everybody else in the NFL. So I guess my answer to a lot of that would be like they can do it in multiple ways, and I don't think a lot of people think that way about the Falcons right now because of the front seven.
Cowboys are at 22 on this power rankings list, and what Josh Kendall does mention is that the run game is scary, not in a good way, that is. And we talked about it before with the Ravens. Basically, they have tripled the amount of rushing yards that the Cowboys do this season. And so the Cowboys have lost two straight, and they are, of course, last in the league with 519 rushing yards.
Yeah, 74 yards a game is not going very well. Do we – Tiff, you might be able to answer this. Are we too close at times – to our teams, and we judge them like, as NFL fans, especially in this town, the Falcons fans, I should say, I think sometimes we judge them like a college team because we forget that, the NFL is a league where you win games. Like the Texans, Josh has got them, you said third? They're third on the...
The Packers are. The Texans are fifth, I believe.
They're fifth in the power rankings. And they've won games. Now they're 6-2. They're a game better than the Falcons. But their schedule and their wins look just like the Falcons' wins. And we say they're one of the best teams in the league. Well, and now I know they have a pass rush, so that's probably part of it.
But
too.
You're getting at are we
too harsh on our team? Are we too harsh on the Falcons? And should we be happier when they win and stop trying to look at all the negatives? Enjoy the win for what it is. I think you have to be realistic, but also. We should not be frustrated and wins.
Yeah.
So when you ask about judging them, are you judging them like you would?
Are we
a
too close?
Team,
yeah.
Right?
I think there's
and
a lot.
Like if you're talking about judging a college team, I think what you're getting at NFL wise is the fact that it's hard to win in the NFL. Like these are professionals, even though colleges may be trying to trend that way too now.
Yeah.
But still, these are professionals in this league, and that anyone on any given Sunday, yes, can win. So you should be happy to take a victory. No matter how you get it, and no matter who it's against.
Because
we saw the weekend, you saw the Ravens get knocked off by the Browns, right?
Yeah, like, on the road.
On the road.
A divisional one. NFL should be, did we win? That's the way I've always viewed it. College is like, okay, well, did we win by enough to impress these voters so I get a chance? And that's changing too, to your point.
I think, and that's exactly what I was going to bring up. I've had to have this conversation with some Alabama fans is that, minus Nick Saban, you have to have an NFL style of thinking, specifically with the 12-game playoff, right, that this thing has pivoted to, and also with the 16-team SEC, right, because you're not playing every team in the SEC and you're not facing off of these teams. It has to be did we get a win? Now, I know that there has to be a quality of play still in college football because that's what you judge everything off of, but there is more with the transfer portal, kind of being free agency, the same way the NFL, and with these big leagues and the 12-team playoff, like the college football has started to go the way of the NFL, and I think there's some thought to your point about the NFL kind of going to the way of college football and the way we look at it.
Because I'm going to tell you something. The phrase I hate the most right now, my cringeworthy phrase when you talk about football, is eye test. Because I don't know what the hell that means.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust most people's eyes. So I don't know. Well, I don't pass eye
test. Like we don't do that in NFL-wise. I feel like that's only for college.
I hear it.
For
no,
sure.
No, I hear it all the time.
I feel a lot more in college just because of trying to, like you guys said, impress people that are voting the way it used to be.
The eye test is a silly comment. You know what's funny is the Chiefs are 7-0. One game they've won by 10 or more points. That was 10 points, and that was against San Francisco. Everything else has been 7-1, 5, 7, 3, 10, which was the Niners game, 7. So I don't know who needs to hear this, but one score games in the NFL are kind of what the hell the league is.